Presently, the door opened. He could hear the two dealers' voices and the voice of another person, clearer and softer, close by the boy's ear, which exclaimed, "Beautiful." "Beautiful," said the stranger a second time, and then examined the stove in all its parts. After a while, the men went away, leaving August and Hirschvogel to pass the night there. August awoke with a start, just as the clocks of the city struck 6 in the morning. All was dark around him. Was it still night, or had morning come? Tramp, tramp came a heavy step up the stair. Then the dealers began to wrap up the stove once more in its straw and cords. Presently, they called up their porters, and the stove was carried on the shoulders of 6 strong men down the stairs and out into the street. Even behind all those wrappings, August felt the icy bite of the cold air. The carriers tramped through the city to the railway station. August recognized the railway noises and thought, "Will it be a long journey?" For his stomach had an odd shrinking, and his head felt light and swimming. Whether for a long or a short journey, the stove was this time not left alone. The two dealers and the 6 porters were with it. In his darkness, August knew that, for he heard their voices.